But Paddy, you've also had a good story about, was that Father O'Donnell or?
Dominic O'Donnell.
Dominic O'Donnell. Tell me now in detail where
Dominic O'Donnell was a priest. And
was he from this area?
He was from the area where, now I don't know, it'd have been Leslie's book. And the story went, he went in and he nursed this wee girl, it was whatever it was, and they say that a clergyman wasn't supposed to do that, and that was the woman he married, but she'd be a lot younger than him. And he was a clergyman in the old chapel down here, that's down in Keane. He was a clergyman there, and the following Sunday he was a clergyman out in the old church out here. He turned to be a minister. And did you ever see the recitation was made about him? Day?
No.
It's written in Irish and it's written in English. I have it in there in the book.
Right. Aye. So he changed from Catholic to?
Protestant.
Right.
Aye. And it's in the book, the in Irish and in English, what he about the mother, what she said, you know. To go back again and all that, but he was buried out there and he was married near the family, you know. But the grave's out there, you can see it.
Why was it that he changed? So, like, what?
I don't know at all. I suppose it was just something that happened at that time, probably. Maybe he fell in love with this woman and that was that, you know. I suppose it was rarely happening in those days.
Yeah.
Eh?
So, Dominic O'Donnell.
Aye.
And what kind of time are we talking about, Paddy?
You're talking about 17-something, you know, maybe 150 years ago.
Was that the song in Gaelic, "An Saoirt O'Donnell na Finistère"?
Aye.
Do you want to get that book, Paddy, and?
To get into it, he said.
And read it in English, even?
Oh, well, aye. My curse on the Dominic O'Donnell. Whatever I saw thee, tis woe to me, for thou wast a priest on Sunday, on the morning of Monday a minister. Return, return, O darling, return, darling, do not abandon me. Return, O my share of the world, or glory will never be seen by thee. 'Twere better for thee to head cattle, a stick in thy hand and a stack on thee, than to sit underneath the great wonders, and to hearken the voices of ministers. Return, return, O darling, etc., O lad over there on the height, and thou in the centre of Tartarus, thou shalt be in the bottom of hell, and all those who live on that lineage. Return, etc., when thou shalt be down, when thou shalt be down, still down in hell, and thousands of tears dropping down from thee, O there is a place thou shalt learn, which is better, a priest or a minister. Thou return, etc., thou shalt forsakest both Mary and Jesus. O thou thief, there is none that will trust thee. Thou forsakest the faith that thou lovest, and thou went thy way as a minister. Thou forsakest both Peter and Paul. Thou forsakest St. John and the company. Thou forsakest the Queen of the world. O, tis she that for us pray continually. Tis like thou wast never in Rome, and didst ne'er hear book telling certainly. They are damned that depart from that family, and, O Mary, my heart would wonder then. The curse of the priest and the brother, with thee and the bag as thou leavest them, but worse still is curse of the mother and all kind that ever be there. This song is supposed to have been composed by Dominic's mother, but Henry O'Moraha thinks that the real author was a brother of Dominic's who was a Roman Catholic priest. O'Donnell continued as curate of Meva under his father-in-law in 1766 and probably until 1769 when Cunningham left Meva for Ramachardone and Tullabegley. He seems to have remained as a curate and now rector of the Reverend John Mackey until 1774 when his name appeared as curate of Ramachardone. He returned to Meva. He seems to have inherited his father-in-law's property in Largan Rhea. Cunningham may have no sons. Lived there during his time as rector. Since there was then there was no rector in the parish. The traditional account of Dominic O'Donnell's death is as follows. He was returning on horseback from a clerical meeting in Creasla, and at the foot of Claggan Brea on the boundary of the townland of Dunmoor and Kill, his horse stopped to drink, and he was thrown off. He never recovered from the effects of this fall and died some time later. When he was on the deathbed, his brother and priest came to see him and urged him to return to the Church of Rome, but he refused. A holy candle was lighted at his bedside, and when it had burned until only an inch was left, he again urged to recant, but he repelled. When I burn the candle, I will burn the inch, and died a Protestant. That night, the Reverend Dominic Kernahan, known as the Barahar Mower or Big Friar, was sleeping in a house in the parish. When the woman of the house got up in the morning, she found the friar had already wakened up. "You're awake early, brother," and she said, "I have a right to be awake early," replied the friar. "Why?" she said. "What happened? I dreamt I said I heard the thud of Dominic O'Donnell's skull on the flag of hell, and if you look out you'll see a man on a white horse crossing the wet strand going to tell the minister that Dominic O'Donnell is dead."
My God. A most unusual story,
isn't it?
Aye. You know? Especially at the time, like
Reverend Dominic O'Donnell and his wife are buried in the Church of Ireland graveyard in Kerrygart. On the stone over their grave is the following inscription, now barely legible: "In memory of Reverend Dominic O'Donnell, who departed this life November 1793, aged 93 years, also his wife Susan, who departed this life 1813, aged 88. On one side of the grave is buried the Reverend William O'Donnell, and the other side is the grave of Richard O'Donnell, who died in June 1790, aged 42, presumably another son of Dominic's, and his three children, Richard, Charles and Catherine. Richard O'Donnell was lessee of Dundon and Tullahan in 1779, and his name appeared in County Donegal grand jury presentments for 1780. Dominic is said to have another son who used to sell cockles on the streets in Letterkenny.
Jeez.
Eh?